Dry. And paint.
Dr. Yvonne Tijerina Burleson uses a tiny toothbrush to paint topical fluoride on a patient's teeth.
Simple, with some amazing benefits.
They're at Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium's dental clinic in Juneau. The patient chose marshmallow flavor.
Yeah, it smells really good. These would be great candles.
Candle scents.
Applying topical fluoride is a typical practice for most dentists across the U.S. But in Juneau, it's an especially critical one. That's because it hasn't been in the water for nearly two decades. And since then, data shows kids in Juneau have started getting cavities at a higher rate. Dr. Dane Lineker directs dental services for the Search Clinic.
Fluoride has a, as we would say, a karyoprotective effect. Like, it can prevent cavities. It can slow down the disease process. Fluoride can help remineralize and strengthen the teeth.
Around 70% of the U.S. population has access to fluoridated tap water. Dental experts and studies say it helps prevent cavities.
Fluoride, if you're not getting it in the water system and it's not getting incorporated into your teeth that way, this is another way that it basically gets painted onto your teeth.
Public health officials say putting a small amount of fluoride in the water supply is an easy and cost-effective way for large-scale cavity prevention. But some researchers and critics, like RFK Jr., argue it may lead to health issues. RFK Jr. says fluoride is industrial waste and associates it with issues like lower IQ in children. Now, there's some evidence of that at high levels of exposure, but not at the level that goes into U.S. water supplies. There's conflicting narratives, but one thing is clear. The U.S. is seeing more and more cities opt out of fluoridated tap water. About two decades ago, Juneau residents overwhelmingly voted to remove fluoride from the local water supply. And if Juneau's dental health now is any indicator of what's in store for cities that might follow RFK Jr.'s advice, America could be seeing a lot more cavities.
I think Juneau offered us a good example of some of the challenges we set ourselves up for when we decide to stop fluoridating the water.
Jennifer Meyer is a public health researcher who conducted a study that shows that kids in Juneau have needed more dental work since they stopped getting fluoride in the water.
Places that are going to cease fluoridation, just hold on to your pocketbook because it's going to get expensive.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention would agree with that claim. Her study focused specifically on the teeth of children under six in Juneau. She used a set of Medicaid dental claims to get data for nearly 2,000 kids, a decent sample size for a small town.
What we know happens is over time, you start to see kids with more and more decay and some with some really advanced decay.
Her study found that when the water had fluoride in it, kids had an average of 1.5 cavity-related procedures per year. But once it was gone, that went up to about 2.5 procedures a year. Her Juneau-specific study's conclusion is not far off from what other researchers say. The CDC calls the fluoridation of drinking water one of the greatest public health interventions of the 20th century, attributing it to averting millions of cavities in the decades it's been implemented. The American Dental Association shared a statement this fall that endorsed water fluoridation, saying there's clear and compelling evidence around the benefits of it. Still, not everyone is convinced. David Hamm is one of the advocates who wanted to remove fluoride from Juneau's water. He doesn't have a problem with fluoride on his teeth. He has a problem with drinking it.
I used a fluoride toothpaste, and then I could spit out the toothpaste and not swallow it and ingest a questionable substance into my body.
He sees the value in fluoride, but argues that it can be administered in ways other than putting it in the water supply. But not everyone has access to regular dental care or fluoride pills. Health officials say fluoridated water is especially important for kids in vulnerable populations.
We all want to have a silver bullet solution to a problem, but there isn't, because life isn't like that. Fluoride, this fluoride issue is not like that. There are steps you can take that don't involve telling everybody to, you know, drink fluoride.
Now, no one in Juneau drinks fluoride. It's an all-or-nothing situation, and the city's experience shows that when people have to opt in to use fluoride, it can lead to more cavities. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.